Hey folks, Pastor Roy from Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I hope your day is going well. I just want to take just a few minutes, so if you've gotten this and you're tuned in, I'm not going to keep you long, but I just want to give you an announcement about one of the things that's taking place with our church, and that is our Cuba team. Our Cuba team is set to go on mission again this year. It's actually going to be March the 10th through the 17th. This is actually our first mission trip out since the pandemic hit. This has been an annual trip for our church. Lots and lots of ministry has been not only started but perpetuated in the Santiago de Cuba area because of the repeated trips that we have taken going down to Cuba. We started around, I think this is about our 18th year of going, and we went down there under the auspice of building a retirement center, which has been built, and there are folks that that are residents in that center right now. But along the way, we were able to start and perpetuate other ministries along the way. And I just want to give you a couple of ideas about some of the things that we do. Obviously, we will take funding over there to support the retirement center that we built. But one of the big things is our Awana missionary. The international Awana missionary to the country of Cuba was never able to get support. You know, they had never been able to get his financial support to Cuba. So back several years ago, Central Baptist Church took on his annual support. So this particular team, as teams past had done, will carry his annual support over for him for the whole year. And we actually fund him through the Eastern Baptist Convention in Santiago, Cuba. So we take his salary and they pay his salary out of the money that we take over there to fund it. And Lycee Terry is his name, so keep him in your prayers. Lycee works with anywhere a minimum of 40, but as up to as many as 80 different churches through the year, teaching them how to do the Awana program. And I mean, just an uncountable number of children have come to know the Lord because of his ministry. And all that happened because the Lord led us to the right places at the right time, led you as well as our people from our church to be able to give to support these particular ministries. That's just a few. There's building materials, there's lodging. This year we will be taking a set of tires, literally tires. We have to take four tires over there for the van that will not only carry us around, but will also carry around the senior adults. Now, we've also been hit with the fact that to take an extra bag on our flight is going to be $200 per bag. So you can see our need for not only prayerful support, which that's what we need more than anything. So if you're watching this, please take the time to put us on your prayer list. Our team, we have a team of six that's going, and I'll try to call names because I may forget them, so bear with me. But it'll be myself, it'll be Jeff Williard, it'll be Mike Stone, it'll be Ken Allred, it'll be Jim Scott, and it will be Steve Kelly. Those are the six missionaries that are going on this particular trip. Pray for them by name. Pray that the Lord will be able to use each and every one of us in varied and different ways for his honor, for his glory. The bottom line is our budget it's a pretty healthy budget. We still need to raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,100 to continue to support the ministries that we have supported in the past. And that includes the retirement centers, that includes several churches at Ducaro, Verde Mar, Cristo La Roca, the church that's at the rest home, several different Awana clubs in particular, as well as Lycee Terry's support. I'm just going down through this budget and looking at all the different things. We've got the van tires. We've had several sets of glasses that we need to take over to some of the pastors over there. So we're in need of about $7,100. Now, I want to say this. One of the things that that we have done is the six team members that I just called their names, we raise our support outside of the church, which means that we sent out letters, or if the Lord has led us and we had the money to be able to pay it. So we're allowing our church to support this mission with the financial support. So I want you to know that anything that you give to Cuba goes 100% to this ministry. Every dime, there's nothing that stays back here. Once it comes in, we will be taking that with us to support these particular ministries. And I have like a whole sheet of them, of things that we have done in the past that we would like to continue to do. What we're able to do is based on what you all will provide for us. If we do not get the $7,100, we will have to determine what ministries we will have to cut out or no longer support that we've been supporting for the past 18 years. So I want to ask you to prayerfully consider what the Lord would have for you to do. Listen, if you're not from our church and if you're not even from this area, I know we have a viewership that's from different states. I want to encourage you to seek the Lord about whether or not He would have you support us in a financial way. Now, there's an easy way to do that. If you're listening to this and you feel that the Lord has touched your heart, that you need to work on supporting this ministry, you can go to our website, and that is www.oakridgecbc.org. On our page, you will see a tab that says Giving. Once you click that, you can follow down through it, but there is one of the designators that says Cuba. If you click that, you can put in an amount. It will go 100% to our Cuba ministry team that will be leaving on March the 10th, and we will be able to continue to support these ministries that that we have supported over the past 18 years, minus the pandemic years. We don't know what things are going to look like. This will be a different trip for us going in. Things I'm sure are going to look different than they did pre-pandemic. But we've supported the ministry music through Ducaro. We have carried musical instruments in, and it's just amazing what they've done. I wish that I had the time to be able to show you all the things that have happened, not because our team went, but because our team went to support the Nationals there so that ministry would go on year-round and not just 1 week out of the year. So I'm asking you, first of all, prayerfully support our Cuba team. Please, every day as you think about it, ask the Lord to protect us in our travels, ask Him to keep us well, ask Him to keep us safe. That is what we need more than anything. And then secondly, as the Lord leads you, we would ask if you would please make a financial contribution to our Cuba team. Again, you can do that through our website. You will. It is a donation to a 501c3, so therefore you can get tax credit for it, and you would get that, of course, at the end of the year. But at any rate, pray for us. Please support us financially, and we will look forward to what God is going to do. Let me have a closing word of prayer just specifically for our Cuba team as we prepare to go. Okay, let's pray. Father, as we come to you now, again, we know that you are God, there's none like you, and that all provision comes from you. Lord, we are stepping out on faith. We have an aggressive budget that we know that that you know where every dime needs to come from. So, Father, as we make this plea to your people, we pray that you would move in hearts. Lord, we pray that that folks would heed the Holy Spirit and that they would contribute generously, that others may come to know you because this team is taking the steps to step out on faith and to go to an unknown land to reach people with the gospel of Christ. Father, we pray you'll protect our team. Lord, we pray that you will give us safety in our travels, and Lord, that you will give us guidance in regard to our budget. Lord, prayerfully, there won't be anything that we'll have to cut out of this budget, but Lord, only you know that. Work in the hearts and the lives of your people. Bless and strengthen our team, and Lord, may your will be done in each and every circumstance and situations as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, folks. God bless you.